Chapter 5, Prophecies Concerning Ishmael. Before Ishmael was born, the angel of the Lord revealed to his mother what his future should be. I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And then to his father Abraham God said, As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. Again, when Hagar and Ishmael were cast out of Abraham's household, the angel of the Lord said, I will make him a great nation. So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt, whence she had herself come. Let us see, then, if these prophecies relating to Ishmael and his descendants have been fulfilled. The promise of God to Abraham that his seed should be multiplied exceedingly, so as not to be numbered for multitude, evidently included Ishmael as well as Isaac, as the above-mentioned prophecies testify. Both were to give birth to great nations. It is evident that this soon began to be fulfilled in the case of Ishmael, as even when Joseph was but a lad, the sons of Ishmael were recognized as a nation and were busily engaged in commerce with Egypt. For Joseph's brethren lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. It was further promised that he should give birth to 12 princes or heads of tribes, and the names of these are given by Moses as having been established according to this prophecy. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Mesa, Hadar, and Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. And these are their names, by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. Through these 12 sons, the seed of Ishmael was multiplied exceedingly, as they gave birth to 12 tribes who dwelt in Arabia, they themselves and their successors being heads or princes over the several tribes. The sons of Nebajoth were known as the Nabatheans, and the sons of Jeter as the Itereans, and so on, while the general term of Arabs, or at least the Bedouin section of the Arabs, is given to the descendants of Ishmael. The Arabs spread abroad in the earth and formed a very large nation, and at one time, under the name of Saracens, established a great empire in the world. It was further foretold that he would be a wild man, with his hand against every man, and every man's hand against him. How true this has been from the history of the Arabs and Bedouins down to the present day. Ishmael himself dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer, and this has been equally true of his descendants. Unlike other peoples, they lived a wild, roving life, going up and down the deserts in bands, and instead of dwelling sociably with others, had their hands against every man, attacking and robbing wherever possible. In consequence also, the hand of every man was against the Ishmaelites, as it became necessary to travel in armed caravans as a defense against these assaults. The Idereans were famous archers, as were also the children of Kedar. But in later days, the Arabs have become notorious horsemen and skillful marksmen with their firearms. But always they have exhibited this wild nature, which was foretold of Ishmael and his descendants. In spite of this aggressive disposition towards other peoples, it has yet been fulfilled also that Ishmael and his tribes should dwell in the presence of all his brethren. So it is recorded of Ishmael himself that he died in the presence of all his brethren, and, respecting his descendants, we are told, they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is, before Egypt, as thou goest towards Assyria. They have continued as a people down to the present time, and it has never been possible to exterminate these marauders. However, at times, they have been partially subdued. The Persian Empire was unable to subjugate them or bring them under tribute. And when Alexander the Great set up the Grecian Empire, he was taken by an early death, and his intended action against Arabia was brought to naught. Then the Romans, who succeeded the Greeks, met with the same failure in their attempts to conquer Arabia. Even the Emperor Trajan, who brought some parts of it into subjection, was defeated in his attempts by thunderstorms and hail and swarms of flies, so that divine intervention by these means prevented the descendants of Ishmael from being conquered or destroyed. And it remained true that he should dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Then, in the providence of God, and in fulfillment of other divine predictions, Muhammad was allowed to deceive the Arabs into believing that he was a prophet of the Lord, and was the means of raising up the great empire of the Saracens, embracing a considerable part of the world for about 300 years. The Arabs have had a fluctuating existence since those times, but they still exist today as a people dwelling together in Iraq, Transjordania, Egypt, and other eastern parts, and alongside the State of Israel, so recently established. They have seen empires rise and fall around them, but continue to retain their own independent existence as a distinct people, possessing the same characteristics as the early Ishmaelites, and thereby affording a further proof of the divine origin of the prophetic scriptures. A traveler in those parts, Sir Robert Porter, after describing the peculiarities of the Arabs, writes as follows: "Such must have been the manners of these people for more than 3,000 years, thus in all things verifying the prediction given of Ishmael at his birth, that he in his posterity should be a wild man, and always continue to be so, though they shall dwell forever in the presence of their brethren, and that an acute and active people, surrounded for ages by polished and luxurious nations, should from their earliest to their latest times be still found a wild people, dwelling in the presence of all their brethren, as we may call these nations, Jews, Edomites, Moabites, Amalekites, and Ammonites, unsubdued and unchangeable, is indeed a standing miracle, one of those mysterious facts which establish the truth of prophecy."